This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Trump says he's considering various ways to force the inclusion of a citizenship question on next year's census. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The Supreme Court has at least temporarily blocked the administration from asking about citizenship. The president says he's considering an executive order in a bid to change that.
It's one of the ways that we're thinking about doing it very seriously.
An executive order by itself would not override court rulings blocking the question, but might give administration lawyers new ways of persuading courts to include it. The census questionnaires are already being printed without the question, but the president's holding out hope.
Maybe do an addendum after we get a positive decision.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. employers sharply stepped up their hiring in June, adding a robust 224,000 jobs. That's considered an indication of the economy's durability after more than a decade of expansion. President Trump says the economy would do even better if the Federal Reserve knew what it was doing.
We're going to be breaking records. If we had a Fed that would lower interest rates, we'd be like a rocket ship. But we're paying a lot of interest and it's unnecessary.
The government sector was a major source of hiring, adding 33,000 jobs in June. Californians are feeling dozens of aftershocks today following a 6.4 magnitude earthquake Thursday morning. Residents were jolted as walls shook, store shelves crumbled, and several fires broke out. More than 100 aftershocks have shaken the region since the initial jolt. Seismologist Lucy Jones.
There is about a 1 in 20 chance that this location will be having an even bigger earthquake within the next few days, that we have not yet seen the biggest earthquake of the sequence.
This was the largest earthquake to strike Southern California in 20 years. This is VOA News. UN agencies are calling for the release of all refugees and migrants from Libyan detention centers. The call comes in the wake of Tuesday's deadly airstrike on the Tajura detention center. The International Organization for Migration confirms 53 people, including six children, were killed. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says 350 migrants remain in the camp.
Approximately 180, slightly more, people in the Tajura Detention Center had already been registered for evacuation under the voluntary humanitarian assistance flights that we've been running out of Libya. We know of two people for certain who have died who were going to leave.
The United Nations Human Rights Chief is denouncing the Venezuelan police's use of excessive force during protests that have tested Nicolas Maduro's presidency in recent months. High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, said security operations conducted by Venezuela's special action forces have resulted in the killings of multiple young men. Bachelet, citing a UN report released Thursday, says authorities are using torture and other forms of force.
A report notes attacks against actual or perceived political opponents and human rights defenders, ranging from threats and smear campaigns to arbitrary detention, torture and ill treatment, sexual violence, killings and enforced disappearance.
Venezuelan Deputy Foreign Minister William Castillo says the report is selective and biased.
Resulta incomprehensible.
Castillo says there is no humanitarian crisis in Venezuela. The government maintained peace in the country. The impounding of a supertanker off the coast of Gibraltar, suspected of smuggling Iranian oil, is adding to spiraling tensions between Washington and Tehran. Iranian officials say the seizure this week by British Royal Marines of a ship that appeared to be heading for Syria was at the behest of the U.S. Western diplomats are braced for Iranian reprisals, most likely in the Strait of Hormuz. Record audiences are expected to watch the Women's World Cup final on Sunday. Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reports.
U.S. fans are taking over Lyon ahead of Sunday's final in the Women's World Cup. Their team set to take on the Netherlands. Whoever wins, the event is already being hailed as a triumph. Stadiums have been packed for big games and 70% full on average. Soccer governing body FIFA says total TV viewer numbers are on track to surpass 1 billion.
That was Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reporting. For all the latest news around the clock, please go to voanews.com and download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits. All